The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson, has been one of the box office hits of the summer. But it has not been without its critics. The film is about one man's experience in the American Revolution, so we thought it only appropriate to have an historian review it for us. Here is Gregory Kester, professor of history at Gustavus Adolphus College.
Everything will change, a stunned General Charles Cornwallis announces toward the end of The Patriot, the Revolutionary War epic starring Mel Gibson, which opened in theaters in early July. Cornwallis, played by Tom Wilkinson, utters this prophetic remark as he watches his British regulars being routed by American Continental soldiers and a band of South Carolina militiamen led by Gibson's fictional character, the middle-aged patriot hunk Benjamin Martin. It is one of the film's better lines, encapsulating the revolutionary scope and implications of the overthrow in America of the old monarchical, aristocratic imperial order embodied in Cornwallis and defended by the Redcoats. For the makers of The Patriot, as perhaps for most viewers, the Revolution is synonymous with the War of Independence. On one hand, the numerous battle scenes, realistic and at times surreal, have a powerful and salutary cumulative effect. They remind us that our independence as a nation was won on the battlefield in a long and hard war marked by terror, refugees, courage, and sacrifice. On the other hand, the film's relentless focus on the war obscures what arguably was most revolutionary about the American Revolution. As John Adams shrewdly noted, a revolution had occurred in the minds of the people even before a shot was fired. In the course of a decade of resistance to British imperial measures, beginning with the hated Stamp Act of 1765, the Patriots elaborated a potent ideology that depicted American liberty as in danger of being extinguished by corrupt and aggressive British power exercised by Parliament, and the Patriots ultimately concluded, the King himself. The colonists, this ideology warned, were on the verge of becoming slaves, that is, subject to absolute and arbitrary power. By 1776, the Patriots had added the radical ideas of equality and republican government to this ideological mix. To the film's hero, however, ideology matters hardly at all. Martin takes up arms, including his hatchet, only after the British arrive at his farm and kill one of his sons before his very eyes. Not ideology, but the simple desire for revenge fires his outrage. If the filmmakers give us a hero untainted by ideology, they also ensure that he is unsullied by the revolution's central contradiction, chattel slavery. Martin's black workers, we learn, are not slaves. This unlikely detail is in keeping with the film's failure to engage with any subtlety the experiences of blacks, not to mention white women, in the revolution, or the fascinating irony of white men who own slaves fearing their own enslavement and proclaiming the equality of all men. In the end, The Patriot presents a flattened story of the Revolution. Still, it is a welcome respite from the usual summer celluloid fare, especially if it prompts Americans to ponder the revolutionary origins of the United States and the ways in which the Revolution, as the cinematic and historical Cornwallis understood, changed, if not everything, certainly a great deal.
You've been listening to Gregory Kester, professor of history at Gustavus Adolphus College. Kester's op-ed comes to us courtesy of the History News Service.